From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Information is still surfacing about the case of a former CIA operative whose name was leaked to the press back in 2003. Now we're learning the view of the White House press secretary at the time Valerie Plame Wilson's name became public. Scott McClellan says top administration officials misled him about White House involvement in the leak. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
It was a tantalizing tease, a half-dozen sentences in a publisher's catalog released just this week. But in his forthcoming memoir of life at the White House, Scott McClellan cites five people he says were involved in misleading him. And they're at the top: President Bush, Vice President Cheney, the president's chief of staff, Bush advisor Karl Rove, and Cheney chief of staff Louis Scooter Libby. McClellan declined to comment for this story. His publisher, Peter Osnos of Public Affairs, says McClellan does not claim that either President Bush or former chief of staff Andrew Card knowingly misled him. But Osnos adds,
he went into a major briefing with the White House press corps with information that he had been given at the highest levels of the White House, which was wrong. Some of the people who gave him that information, or at least two of them, we now know, knew it was wrong.
McClellan arrived in Washington from Texas in January 2001 as a longtime loyal aide to George Bush, and he rose to be press secretary in 2003. So he was the guy on the spot when Plame was named in print. She was married to a leading critic of Mr. Bush's decision to invade Iraq, and reporters soon asked pointed questions about which White House aides had leaked her identity. Here's what McClellan said in the fall of 2003.
Unfortunately, in Washington, D.C., at a time like this, there are a lot of rumors and innuendo. There are unsubstantiated accusations that are made.
And McClellan staked his own standing on his denial that White House aides Rove and Libby were involved in the leak.
That's why I spoke with them, so that I could come back to you and say that they were not involved. I had no doubt of that in the beginning, but I like to check my information to make sure it's accurate before I report back to you, and that's exactly what I did.
For weeks, he brushed off questions, calling them ridiculous. But they weren't ridiculous at all. The scandal consumed Washington as part of the fight over the failure to find weapons of mass destruction the White House used to justify the invasion of Iraq. Rove ultimately acknowledged to investigators that he had also talked to two reporters about Wilson. Libby was later convicted of perjury and obstruction of justice in federal court, though President Bush commuted his sentence. And McClellan's professional standing was shredded. Julie Mason has covered the Bush White House for the Houston Chronicle since 2001.
Scott left the White House feeling very bitter about how he had been put in a position to lie, and I think he felt that his credibility had been significantly damaged.
The White House is deflecting questions, and Plame issued a statement saying she was outraged that McClellan was sent out to lie. The Chronicle's Mason says there's one big question mark left. Vice President Cheney.
What did he say? What did he know? Did he know that Scott was out there putting out false information? And was he involved in telling Scott to go do that?
Publisher Osnos says he doesn't know what McClellan will say on that. The former press secretary is still hard at work on the book titled What Happened. It is set for release in April. David Folkenflik, NPR News.